So here we'd just like to welcome back the lovely Karen once again. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Say hello to all the good people at home.
Hi there.
All you good people at home, say hello to Karen. Okay. So I just want to give you a bit more context around this process that I'm going to guide Karen through. All right. Now this is, it's an interesting process, this one. I just want to cast your mind back to the last video that I shared in the last section of the course. Do you remember we talked about those two different places we can be in life? We have our current state and then we have this ideal state, or the present state and ideal state. And we're naturally all in this constant ongoing place of comparison where we're judging ourselves in response to where we are in light of where we want to be. So if we are not where we want to be at any one given moment and stage of our life, then we have a bit of a tendency of beating ourselves up and being tough on ourselves and all this kind of thing. Have you ever had a conversation with anyone who just says, oh, I'm just not where I should be in life. I'm just not where I should be in my careers. I'm not where I should be in my personal finances or in my relationships. I'm not married. I should be married by now. I should be in a really responsible job by now, and so on and so forth. Who makes the rules? That's right. We each make the rules. We each determine where we should and shouldn't be in life. So, this is about giving Karen a new vision, or helping Karen to shape a new vision for her future, right? A new ideal state for herself, if you like, all right? A new self-concept. Who it is that she's ultimately going to now commit to becoming, now that we've hopefully at least identified the limiting beliefs and patterns of thinking that have held Karen back in the past, all right? Now, incidentally, there's always going to be something. So when we first filmed the first version of this course around about 3 years ago, all right, we were having conversations, but just around different issues and different challenges back then, all right? So it doesn't matter. Coaching is kind of like, can sometimes be a lifelong process for some people. Why? Because we always have stuff to work through, and our goals and the goalposts will always change. All right, so the processes that we take, you know, someone through right now could be just as relevant to them, you know, in 3 years from now or something like this. And it's not that we're looking to foster relationships of dependency, but we just want to be mindful that people are always looking for new ways to move forward and progress in life. All right, so this vision that Karen goes on to forge now isn't going to be relevant for her anymore once she's got there. All right, she's going to be driven then and looking for a new vision or a new goal or something like this. Life is progressive. All right, so what I want to do here, Karen, I just want to use that model that I shared in the last video, this belief modification process. All right, now we're kind of moving beyond beliefs now. All right, if we can just establish the reason why you don't have some of the outcomes and the results in your life that you want. The reason is?
Well, the reason is because of my own lack of effort and apathy.
Your own lack of effort and apathy. Now, this is a real... how are you feeling about being this honest?
I'm okay with it now. I've gone there and I've made peace with it.
So you're okay about being on this honest now. How are you feeling about being this honest a few days ago when I first sprang this little bad boy on you?
Yeah, a little bit uncomfortable.
A little bit uncomfortable. All right, so you'll hopefully be happy to hear this isn't about looking at your beliefs anymore or your attitudes or the past or why you haven't had the results that you've had in the past. This is now about shifting your focus away from the past and towards the future. Mm. All right. Now, this is one of those coaching processes. We want to give our clients and those people that we're working with the opportunity to remain totally conscious, keep their eyes open, or you can actually close your eyes for this one. Now, whether a client keeps their eyes open or closed is going to be determined by how they best imagine and focus. All right, so this is all about mental imagery. It's about them really crafting a vision for what they're going to go on to do and who they're going to become at some point in the future. You with me?
Yeah.
So this is about you now preparing yourself to get yourself in a place where you're really focusing now on your future.
Okay.
So you can keep your eyes open or your eyes closed. All right. So I just want you to picture this point in the future, which could be a couple of years from now, where you are just confidently and boldly being this person that you really want to be. you're doing this thing that you want to do, you don't have a problem communicating openly, honestly with people, you're just being yourself, you're adding a whole load of value, you're not holding back in any way whatsoever. Apathy and effortlessness is no longer an issue for you. You really are making a positive impact in pretty much everything that you do. You nod in your head. I'm assuming this is going to be the kind of place where you where you're hoping to get to.
Yeah.
The stage of life where you really are now making a positive impact.
Yeah.
Cool. So what I'm going to invite you to do now is just, on a really practical level, just look around at your environment. You know, where you are in, when this is, who you are with. What are the external factors going on in this place where you're at? You know, in your head, just speak them out. Just say what you see.
I'm at home.
You're at home.
With a group of women.
A group of women.
Yeah. And it's like a group discussion, and I'm leading it.
You're leading a group discussion.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about changing in life and becoming empowered.
So you're talking about changing in life and becoming empowered.
Yeah.
So what is it then that you're encouraging all these ladies to leave behind?
All their limiting beliefs of the past.
Such as?
Such as they're not enough, they're even like mine, life is meant to be easy and life will just work out for you when it won't.
Kind of like waiting for someone else to come along and take responsibility.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if we're just now focused right in on what it is you're actually saying to them, what you're actually doing, what's your performance? You know, if you were to, you know, step back and look at yourself here, you know, what are you saying? What are you doing? How are you being received by these other people?
I'm sharing my own personal story of some of the beliefs that I've left behind.
So you're sharing your story?
Mm-hmm. And challenging them to now consider theirs, that their limiting beliefs. And we're in the parts of it I'm leading, but there's group discussion, so it's being well received and people are connecting well.
Okay, great. So that's your environment, that's your behaviour, this is what you're saying and doing. Now let's look at your capabilities, all right? Let's look at your knowledge, let's look at your skills, let's look at your competencies, and let's look at how it is that you've actually developed yourself over the years that have led yourself to this place. How have you actually grown? What are you able to do now that you weren't so able to do back then?
I'm able to really manage myself well in that situation.
You're managing yourself well?
Yeah.
And why is this?
Because fear isn't an option. I'm just confident in sharing my own story. And there's no barrier there, if you like.
There's no barrier. So does this mean that you're a lot more aware of yourself?
I'm a lot more aware of myself and more well-versed in doing things of this nature, so that it's not a big deal for me. It's just become a bit more normal.
It's not a big deal for you. So operating on this level of, you know, capability and competency now is just a lot more natural. It's a lot more normal. And why is this? Is this because you've practiced? You've had quite a bit of practice now?
I've had quite a bit of practice now, yeah.
So you've had quite a bit of practice and you're now at the stage of your life where you're actually quite capable and you're really quite competent. I take it this has really boosted your confidence as well.
Yeah, it's boosted my confidence, yeah. I've not got that big question mark over my head anymore.
So now that you've learned and you've grown in this way and you've managed to master this aspect of your life that you were hoping to master, I mean, is there really anything else moving forward that you wouldn't be able to overcome and accomplish? I.e., is there any other goals that you realistically wouldn't be able to pursue and achieve?
No, not.
With the right strategy,
yeah,
it's going to be quite sort of possible for you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I'm guessing from this place, world's your oyster. There's a whole world of opportunity out there.
Yeah, I feel a lot more prepared and positive about tackling new things.
Cool, fantastic. So in terms of your beliefs now and your values, what is it that you actually hold true here? What is it you're believing now or prioritising or valuing now that you perhaps weren't valuing or believing a few years ago when you weren't making this impact or getting these results?
Progress is one of them.
So you've made progress, or you're continuing to make progress?
I'm continuing to make progress as I choose to share and speak out. I'm helping other people to make progress as well.
Just to clarify, is progress, is that kind of like a destination, you know, like somewhere we're working towards, or is it more of a process?
It's more of a process.
It's more of a process. So it's kind of like we never stop making progress.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is it you would say you're really believing about yourself now in terms of your abilities, your competencies, your ability to learn and solve problems, your skill set? What do you believe now that you perhaps didn't believe back then?
I'm believing that I'm more than enough. I'm more than enough in this to be able to do this, to lead this for these women.
What impact is making now? How can you see that your beliefs are impacting and influencing others?
I can see that my approach, if you like, is now having an influence on them, because they're seeing me as empowered and even just picking up from that, like it's something they find attractive and want for themselves.
So I guess at this stage, these ladies are going to be asking you questions about the steps that you've taken along the way, how it is that you've done the things you've done, how you've gotten the results you've got, and how they can perhaps start being a little bit more like you.
Mm.
So I guess this kind of puts you in quite a strong position to be able to really coach and lead or mentor or influence other people well, which kind of fits, doesn't it? You know, once we're more aware, we're better at self-managing. Once we're self-managing, then it's easier for us to influence socially.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if I was now just to ask you to focus right in on your identity, who you are, who you're actually being here, who you're actually being here for these people, who are you being? It's not about what you're thinking, it's not about how you're feeling, it's who you're actually being for them in truth.
I'm being really giving, I'm offering them a lot.
You're being really giving. How else are you being?
Compassionate.
You're being compassionate.
Yeah.
Does this mean you can relate to where they're at on this stage of the journey?
Yeah, and not speaking in any kind of condescending way. But...
So you're not speaking to them condescending. You've not got yourself up in some sort of pedestal, speaking down to them as being broken people or lesser than. There's no pride or arrogance in here.
No.
So, who else are you being for them?
Sincere,
you're being sincere.
Yeah.
How specifically are you being sincere?
By handling this topic of beliefs, like really in an honourable way.
An honourable way.
Yeah, like it's quite a serious topic.
It's not the sort of topic we can just handle loosely, is it?
No.
So we've got to do it sternly, but compassionately,
yeah,
respectfully,
kind of getting the balance between them.
Something, isn't it? Yeah. It's kind of like somewhere in between, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering, you know, as you're being this person for these people now, what purpose does this serve? I mean, how does this relate to your to your bigger picture in life?
I'm doing something meaningful, but it's about me actually giving back to other people.
Opposed to?
As opposed to worrying about myself or focused on quite small and insignificant stuff like
Fears, insecurities, doubts.
Yeah, and even just some of the practicalities of my responsibilities, like where the like activities like household stuff or whatever, that's just daily tasks that I can spend a lot of time focusing on, and I don't really get onto the more meaningful stuff. So that this now is the more meaningful stuff about making a difference.
So this is kind of going to become your outlet, the means through which you can start living in a way that's going to be really meaningful for you, where you can start making this impact that you want to make.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Just going to ask you to open your eyes back up again now. All right, so all that I've done there, right, that was just a mental imagery exercise, right? And this was guiding Karen through these six different levels of looking at life. We looked at, you know, asked Karen first and foremost just to look at her environment, which is one level of vision, i.e. where she was, external factors. Then we encouraged Karen to look at her behaviours, how she was being, what she was doing, what she was saying. We then looked at Karen to visualise her capabilities, i.e. what skills and knowledge she'd grown in, how she'd developed between here and there. And then we invited Karen to explore her beliefs and her values, what she was believing about herself, what she was valuing and actually prioritising at this stage in our life. And what this kind of allows our clients to do, and I'll ask Karen to give us some feedback shortly, is again kind of do a bit of a contrastive analysis, where Karen can now start comparing where she is today to where she actually genuinely wants to be in the future. And from there, this will open up a whole new realm of opportunity and options for her that we'll ask Karen to discuss and share with us just in a moment. Now, one of the ideas I like to discuss is the greatest vision that we can have for our future isn't so much what we go on to do, but it's actually more about who we go on to become.
Yes, yeah.
And this is kind of the purpose of this exercise, all right? Because most people, when we ask them, who are you, they wouldn't have the faintest idea on how to even start answering that question. But once we've kind of invited our clients to start reflecting and considering and visualizing who it is that they could become, then answering the who am I question becomes a little bit easier, right? Now, we're going to be coming on to the core identity model shortly to really flesh this out, all right? You're going to love this one, I promise you. But here I've now asked Karen just to simply look at who she's being at this stage of her life in the future in terms of this vision that she has for who she's going to go on to become. And then just simply tie this vision for who she's become in with a higher purpose. Now, that's what I've done. This is the process. It's just a conversation. So if you want to practice this at home, you can do so. Just use the worksheet that we've shared with you, kind of like as a guide or as a template. It'll take you a few goes just to get competent and confident in doing this, but you've got to start somewhere. All right. So start with friends, loved ones, family members, or invite someone inside of the ecology community or inside of the Practice Makes Permanent group to be a willing volunteer to let you practice on them. But Karen, what was this experience like for you? I mean, what was it that you went on to see, and what did it feel like as we really kind of fine tuned and focus in on this vision that you have for this point in your future?
I actually really enjoyed the process. I quite like visualization, and it made this picture of me in the future become so much more real. As I was visualizing, I felt stronger within myself, like I'd really matured. I could actually see myself having matured. And when you asked the question about, you know, what values are you prioritizing here, and I said progress, that's a huge difference from before.
Which before you might have said something like
security,
security,
feeling safe,
feel comfortable.
Yeah, And that just highlighted to me that, like, at that point, when I was prioritizing progress, I felt comfortable prioritizing progress. And there wasn't any air of doubt about whether I wanted to do that or not. It was just normality. It was part of life. I'd like become comfortable being uncomfortable, which is actually what I really want. So it was. I was really happy to see myself in that light. So I think it's really helped me. Not focus now on what the problem is or this belief, but actually
the problem kind of becomes irrelevant now, doesn't it? The belief becomes irrelevant.
Yeah. But now I've kind of got this picture of how I can be and how I can actually outwork my learnings that I've actually already got. It's just more about me practicing now.
It's interesting. So it would seem to me that just after like an exercise like this, it's going to be easier for you to focus more upon what you do want than upon what you don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we tend to naturally gravitate towards those things in life that we focus on the most. And when people focus on the things that they don't want in life, they have a tendency of navigating their way towards those things. Mm. But when we have a clear, concise, accurate vision for our future, and we can see this and we can feel it, we can really grasp it, it's a lot easier to make decisions that are in alignment with this vision.
It is, yeah. So it already feels easier to say yes.
It feels easier because we're crystal clear on what we actually want. Interesting. Fascinating idea. Alrighty, thank you very much, Karen. Quite a straightforward process, once again. It really is. This is just a mental imagery exercise that you can guide your clients through. So remember, practice doesn't make us perfect at this stuff. It just makes us permanently better than what we've ever been before. So why not go and find someone today, a friend, family member, loved one, or whoever, and just guide them through this exercise. Ideally, the same person that you've been practicing all of the other exercises on. Who knows, you might even have a couple of clients by now. So I hope you found this demonstration useful. This is now really for the purpose of steering our clients away from their beliefs, from their limiting beliefs and ideas and ways of thinking, and actually gearing their focus towards that which they actually want instead. And I think here we've just done that quite well. So I hope you found this insightful, interesting, and we'll see you again in the next clip.